We're in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Beis Sid Beis, and the father says, "Afil Basar Melosh Avra Lo Yosar Mishnei Yamim V'Layla Achas Ufsar Ofas Adagim Yam Yigito Dinu Shein Lo Yosar Mishosha Yamim Nagu Lesser." So even meat, which has been salted for a couple days already, and even fish or wine, which is not as good quality, all these things they still count as something which one does not eat during their Suda Samavsek. The reason fish, says Mishnah Berurah, is because in some places that is the meat of their place, and also it's all Shulchan Malachim, there's a simcha involved in it, and therefore we don't have it during the Suda Samavsek. So Gimel, Afil Bishal Min Echa B'Shtei Kederos, Mikri Shnei Tavshilin. Even if you cook one type of food in two different pots, that's already called Shnei Tavshilin, which is prohibited. Nechen Yeshach Melizar Mishnei Min Mikder Acha. So two different types of food in one pot, also we avoid. Unless it's something which is always considered to be one cooked food, because they always cook them together. Even something which can be eaten raw is considered to be a tavshil for these purposes. Roasted is considered to be cooked as well, which is not acceptable during this meal. But you're allowed to have fruits during the Suda Samavsekes, even a couple different types of fruits. We generally have lentils with eggs cooked in it, because this is with another leitz, because it's round, and that's why it's generally hard-boiled eggs and not actually cooked eggs or anything like that. That's what the Rama is. We generally have hard-boiled eggs because this is considered to be machal avelim. Also, the lentils with the eggs is considered to be one tafshil. This is when you eat it together, and where it's a place that it's normally eaten together. And this is what we do. We have eggs because of avelus. Once again, one should not eat any other tafshil if they're having the hard-boiled egg, because this is already one tafshil, and you're not allowed to have two tafshilin during the Suda Samavsekes. The Mishnah Berurah says you also shouldn't have just eat a lot and then have birkas hamazon and then have the eggs. That's inappropriate also, because that's called a berach shein tzricha, but we'll see exactly in Sif Tes what our minhag is regarding this. Someone who's able to, for the Suda Samavsekes, should only have plain bread with salt and some water. There are some who are makbid to have ashes with their bread during the Suda Samavsekes. The minhag is to sit on the floor during the Suda Samavsekes, but you don't need to take off your shoes. The Mishnah Berurah explains that in the place where they normally eat with haseba, that was already recognizable that it was a Suda Samavsekes when they weren't eating with haseba. But we who don't eat the haseba ever, so that's why we need to sit on the floor during the Suda Samavsekes. It's not that Tisha B'Av has already started. Rather, it's just to show that this meal is different than all other meals. So if someone is weak or something like that, they could put a pillow under them, sit in a low place, etc. The reason that you don't have to take off your shoes yet is because Tisha B'Av hasn't started yet. The Eila Velis isn't started yet. It's a completely different reason that we sit on the floor. And therefore, after the Suda Samavsekes, you're able to sit in a high place still, etc. This is just dafka, a minhag of the Suda Samavsekes, so we want to show this Suda is different than all others, so we sit on the floor during this Suda.